This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The leader of Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray region confirmed Sunday that his forces had fired rockets at the airport in Eritrea's capital. It's a major escalation that raises fears of a wider war in the Horn of Africa region. Tigray's leader accused neighboring Eritrea of sending tanks and thousands of troops into Tigray in support of an Ethiopian government offensive. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed tweeted Sunday that Ethiopia was more than capable of achievement by itself, but did not specifically address the Tigray leader's claims. Abiy launched the campaign in Tigray on November 4th after accusing local forces of attacking federal troops based in the northern state, which borders Eritrea and Sudan. At least 20,000 Ethiopians have fled into Sudan, the United Nations said on Sunday. Meanwhile, Sudan's Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok welcomed rebel leaders to the capital, Khartoum, on Sunday as crowds celebrated what they hoped was the end of war following a landmark peace deal. It was the first time the leaders of the Sudan Revolutionary Front, which is a coalition of rebel and political groups, had come to the capital since the signing of an October 3rd peace agreement in neighboring South Sudan. The peace deal is hoped to end decades of fighting, including the war in the western Darfur region that erupted in 2003. And a week of UN-led talks on Libya were set to conclude Sunday. It's the latest phase in renewed efforts to end a decade of conflict in the North African country. The UN said Friday that the 75 delegates had agreed to hold national elections on December 24th of next year. For more international news stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Moldovans cast their vote for president for a second time today. Moldova's current leader, Igor Dodon, is running against challenger Maia Sandu. She finished ahead of the president in the first round of voting 2 weeks ago. The president has the support of Russia. Sandu is a former World Bank economist pushing for closer ties with the West. Hundreds of millions of Indians in North India woke up on Sunday to toxic air following Diwali, which is the Hindu festival of lights. This after many revelers defied bans on using firecrackers to celebrate. The capital, New Delhi, was blanketed with a thick haze, with the average pollution level over 9 times what is considered safe by the World Health Organization. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's incoming chief of staff on Sunday urged Congress to pass bipartisan pandemic financial aid as the number of new coronavirus cases shattered U.S. records and strained many state healthcare systems from coast to coast. Ron Klain, in an interview on NBC News Meet the Press program, said such a bill was urgently needed given the surge in COVID-19 cases and that a relief package could pass before Biden took office on January 20th. Klain added that the Biden teams plan to meet with Pfizer and other drug makers this week. SpaceX, the rocket company of high-tech entrepreneur Elon Musk, was due to launch on Sunday. They will be launching 4 astronauts on a flight to the International Space Station. It's NASA's first full-fledged mission, sending a crew into orbit aboard a privately owned spacecraft. The company's newly designed Crew Dragon capsule, called Resilience, was set for liftoff atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket at 7:27 p.m. Eastern Time from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida. The 27-hour ride to the space station, which orbits roughly 250 miles above Earth, was originally scheduled to start Saturday, but the launch was postponed due to forecasts of gusty winds that would have made a return landing for the reusable booster stage difficult, NASA officials said. The storm called Iota strengthened into a hurricane Sunday and is expected to slam into Central America early next week. Iota is forecast to make landfall as a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of at least 130 miles per hour. It will be the second major hurricane to hit the region in the past 2 weeks. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.